With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Liam Macklem, KCBS Foodie Chap. We're talking about the vibrant life. Eat well, be well. Chef Amanda Haas, good to see you, love. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to see you, too.
It's a new year, darling. A new decade.
Crazy.
We're literally roaring into the 20s.
We are roaring into the 20s. I feel like it's going to be a great one.
Yeah, I hope so, too. 2020, here we go. So, The Vibrant Life. Yeah. Firstly, what inspired this book?
I think what inspired it was just my own lifestyle and realizing that I felt okay going through life, but I don't want to just age and get through. I want to feel great. And so I know how to cook. I know how to make food work for me and make me feel really good. But I wanted to explore the other subjects as well that can make us feel great as we age.
Yeah, come on. Drop those subjects. What are we talking about here?
I know what you want me to talk about. Talking about yoga, meditation, sleep, time in nature, sex, and relationships. Ding dong. That's what you wanted me to mention. Yes.
A bit of star power here. I mean, forward by Ayesha Curry.
Yes. One of my favorite people on earth. And we talk a lot about how we can take care of ourselves as we age. And even though we're not the same age and we're at different points in our lives, we're always looking to feel better and feel great.
Well, Amanda, beginning of a year, a new year, is always time for renewal, to rethink what you've been doing, how can I do it differently. So for some folks, they may have missed the boat. They didn't make any new year resolutions. Mm-hmm. But for you, I know your thinking is you can start anytime. But here we are, start of the year. So how should people evaluate their lives in terms of what they're doing well, how they can be healthier?
Right. So I don't love things that are really extreme where you say, okay, I'm just going to quit everything all at once and figure this out. And part of the reason why I love writing books is that I want to make food that tastes so good, you don't even realize it's really good for you. So I like to make suggestions that are easy to incorporate into your real life, not like, okay, on January 1st, I'm going to stop everything that's great in my life. So I think for me, really, this is the thing I love the most about writing books. If you were to follow the recipes and the lifestyle and the vibrant life, you would feel great, but you wouldn't feel like it was really extreme.
Sure. Because that's the thing. I know for many years I've done a thing where I stopped drinking.
Yes.
New Year's Day, right through my birthday, February 18th.
Wow.
It's a 6-week run.
Uh-huh.
And I do pretty well with it.
You stick to it.
Anyway, so here's the deal.
I get the answer.
There have been times when I have, but there have been times when I just want a glass of wine.
Right. And then you beat yourself up over it, and it's not worth it, and you feel it's not productive. So I do think that sometimes there are those moments in your life where you really want to reset, and taking everything away might be a great idea. But other times it's like, let's just try to do our best today.
Sure.
And I'm going to show you ideas and recipes that make you feel really good, but I'm not going to take everything out of your life.
Yeah. So balance, moderation.
Always.
And for me, you know, there have been New Year resolutions where I, instead of just giving up wine completely, because I love my wine, maybe I'll just drink on a Friday, Saturday night.
Such a nice way to live, right? Yeah. So you're not feeling like, oh my gosh, it's forever until I can enjoy this. But like, what a great way to live, right?
Yeah.
You save it for that great meal, and then you take time to prepare a meal that you love. They're going to enjoy with the wine, and everybody wins.
I'm trying to eat less meat.
Yeah.
So another thing I wanted to do for 2020 was to just pick my meat day. And then the rest of the week, enjoy veggies, enjoy fish, you know.
I love that philosophy. And there is a lot of meat, fish, animal proteins in my book, but I made sure to focus a really heavy chapter on vegetables and eating more vegetarian options, because I think you're right. It's super important. And I think if I could get people excited about one thing, it's understanding where to buy your meat and that it matters, you know, in terms of how it was raised and what it was fed and all of those things. So I applaud you. I think we should all be probably eating less than what the American diet is used to and just higher quality.
And think about portions. You know, what I've learned in more recent years is my relationship with food has shifted in that I don't have to eat everything on the plate. And so I'll eat half of something and take the rest home for later, as just happened for lunch, you know?
Exactly. It's such a great way to live. That's been the hardest lesson for me to learn because if it's in front of me, I'll eat it. Yeah. I love food so much. But it is, portion control is one of the best things you can do for yourself. And also, you know, like not eating from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to bed. So it's a great thing to consider as we lean into the new year.
Yeah. So I'm listening. I'm a listener. I'm at home. I've made no New Year resolutions, but I want to make some changes. Mm-hmm. So where do I begin? What are your few tips for those who want to begin the new year in a healthier way?
The first thing I would tell people is to cook at home more, right? So I think a lot of people think that cooking at home costs too much. It's too hard. And I don't think so. I don't think it has to be. I think that you can find a book or some source of inspiration. And if you cook at home, I guarantee you the versions of whatever you're making, whether it be a burger or a steak or something vegetarian, it's going to be better for you cooked at home than it would be in a restaurant.
Yeah.
So I love people to tell people to just start there and don't beat yourself up. Try it once or twice a week. See what you find. And then building forms of movement into your life or routines slowly, I think, is a great suggestion as well. So like if you don't work out at all and you commit to trying a class or going for a walk with a friend once a week, that's progress.
And those are things that I love to do. I also, in the last couple of years, have taken my calls while walking. So instead of sitting at my desk at home and beginning my day at 8 o'clock and just sitting there, put my sneakers on, baseball cap, head out the door, you know, put the AirPods in and make those calls. Before you know it, you've walked for an hour.
I think that's so brilliant. I mean, it's proven that people who move and people who just walk and get their steps in every day are healthier.
Yeah.
They live longer. So what a great suggestion. You can do two things at once, right? You can take those calls and just be moving. It's so great. Such a great idea.
And make time for the occasional drink. Cheers to all the good stuff that comes your way in 2020. Amanda, Chef Amanda Haas. The book is The Vibrant Life, Eat Well, Be Well. All the info you need at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Champ. Cheers.
Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.